The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, there's new research out that shows that children no longer want to be pop stars when they grow up. They want to be influencers. So, is this something we should discourage? Does it actually really matter what your ambitions are when you're a young child? Well, joining me now to tell me more is Senior Clinical Psychologist Dr. Anne Keogh. You're very welcome to the programme. Anne, can you tell me about this research and what exactly it says?
Thank you, Ciara, and it's a great topic. I suppose to summarise the research, when we ask young people nowadays what they want to be for their job when they're older, many are saying they want to be social media influencers or content creators, like they watch online on YouTube and TikTok. So, and people are misinterpreting that in some ways to say that people don't want, or kids don't want to do regular jobs anymore. They just want to be famous. And that's not something new. We can all remember, you know, back in the day, everyone wants to be a footballer or a pop star or an actor. So kids will dream big. They love to be famous, admired and successful. And that's a normal phenomenon.
What age were these children?
I suppose they've asked all ages in truth, but they tend to ask young teens because they are the ones who are starting to think about them in the world and what they'll do with their lives, if that makes sense. So it's a common question to ask all kids. What will you do when you're older? The smaller ones dream massive, you know, I'll be an astronaut or I'll be a whatever, the president of the world. Nowadays, they can say things like, I want to be the biggest social media influencer. So, you know, or name a famous person they like. Mr. Beast would be an example of that. So it's not unusual for kids to want to do that. But I suppose they are spending time on social media. And then the concern comes from parents and adults. What if they don't want to have a normal job, like a teacher or a, you know, whatever that might be, a nurse? But it's not changing. We're not changing children's, you know, beliefs, if you like.
OK, but it seems to be with this research that social media was really influencing young people and their career choices much more than family, let's say, or friends or teachers. Has that always been the case too?
Well, the media in general, like if you watch the World Cup now, kids are going to want to be a footballer. But you're right. Social media does make it makes being a social media influencer look very appealing. So it doesn't just show the career of that. It performs the career. Now, in some cases, it'll show obscure careers, too. You can watch social media about being a fisherman and it makes it look, you know, really exciting and interesting. But what it does for young people is it makes the job feel achievable because you're actually seeing some of the ins and outs. Definitely not all of the ins and outs. And young people will confuse that.
I'm seeing a text here. You need genuine talent to be a musician or a pop star. No wonder they want to be influencers. Easy money for grifting. Now, I know a lot of influencers out there would absolutely disagree with that and say there is a real skill to creating content and they work really hard for it. But as a parent, do you think it's important to discourage that?
Well, I think I'd invite parents to ask kids, what do you like about it? Like, what do you think are the good things about that job? Because there are plenty of good things about that job and plenty of very hard things about that job, rather than saying you shouldn't be that. So our job as parents is not to stop kids dreaming big, whatever that may be, but it's to help them see what that big is, what's in that. So kids are attracted to the creativity, the digital skills, communication, and these people sound and look like entrepreneurs. It's really exciting. But then as parents, we're moderating that. So things like a careers day in a school or, you know, actually talking about your job or an exciting job a friend of the family has. Give kids the insights that they want about what happens in real life in these jobs, or shadowing if you have a young teen to go and see what actually happens in the job.
What about those younger children, you know, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 year olds who are saying like that, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be president, I want to be an influencer, I want to be Taylor Swift. Do you just say, yeah, absolutely fantastic, you're well able?
I think you want kids to dream big. So, I mean, we do know that very few make it into the World Cup or to be the Taylor Swifts of the world. But that doesn't mean that singer-songwriting or playing football can't be a huge part of your adult life. It may not pay the bills. It likely won't pay the bills. But at 5, 6, 7, that's okay. Like, rather than crushing a child's, you know, hopes for themselves, it's okay to want those things. I mean, we have grown adults who still think they'll be in the World Cup or, you know, a famous pop star. And that's okay. It helps you live your life.
Yeah, I'm not alone then, am I not?
No, you're not alone.
My aspirations for Nashville are real,
yeah,
and shared by others.
Yes, exactly. And like we're allowed, I mean, when you look at someone's job online, I love seeing a regular job be profiled online. You know, what's a day in the life of a radio presenter? And there's so much more behind the scenes. Or a psychologist, what else happens there? And then you're making that accessible. But we kind of expect young people to choose their job without ever having seen it. Yet they consume a lot of content online by these people now, which is great. You know, what it's like to be an influencer. I'd encourage anybody who's showcasing their job to talk about the realities of it, because we all know the difference of like wanting something and then finally getting there to not being like what you thought. But I don't dissuade anybody from their hopes and dreams. And there's lots of skills in content creation, as you say. Social media influencers and celebrities are working hard behind the scenes, as are the teams that support them. So I think kids should dream big, and I think we should show them what big is in all the different ways that it is big.
All right. Senior clinical psychologist, Dr. Anne Keogh, great advice there. Up.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.